Within a week of each other, China and Taiwan filed formal applications to join the agreement. CPTPP members have maintained an open attitude and have invited other like-minded parties to join. The UK, for example, applied for membership in early February of this year, and formal accession talks started about a month ago. And other economies that have expressed an interest in joining include the Philippines, South Korea, Thailand, and Indonesia. But China's announcement of its application has generated considerable attention. Now, the optimists argue that China's entry into CPTPP would catalyze the reforms that China has long said it would carry out, including selling off or reforming its state-owned enterprises, enforcing intellectual property rights, and opening its financial markets. For agriculture, China would likely have to further lower tariff and non-tariff barriers to imports. And because CPTPP members have so much to potentially gain from China's membership, its application should be taken seriously. Now, just looking at the narrow area of the meat trade, China already has FTAs with Australia and New Zealand. Duties are zero for New Zealand red meat imports into China are already quite low for Australia. But exporters like Canada and Mexico would expect lower duties. But there are other meat trade issues beyond tariffs. Australia currently has major access problems for some of its ag exports to China, including beef. Now, one would think those would have to be addressed. Suppliers may also demand more streamlined access procedures for meat plants, such as under the U.S.-China Phase 1 agreement. But the point is, China will have to address these market access demands from all members and for all commodities of interest. So members are going to be interested now in hearing more details from China on how it proposes to meet this quote-unquote high free trade standard.